Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the show. This is our Limitless Living show, and this is the show where we talk about stories of personal transformation and really anything that helps us to overcome any sort of limitation or obstacle that prevents us from living the type of life that we want to live. And today's guest is an absolute master at that. Not only does he have his own transformation story, and we were just talking about this before, that it's so common that people who've had their own transformation story end up writing books, creating courses, and coaching people. And this man does all three. So I'm so thrilled to have Shiraz Babu with me today. Shiraz, welcome to the program.
Great to be here, Chuck. Thanks for having me on.
So, you know, as you know, the story, you know, this show is all about the stories of personal transformation. So I think a great place to start is, you know, what's your story? What is your story of personal transformation and overcoming limitations?
Oh, my personal story is about overcoming arthritis. So I developed arthritis when I was 22 years old. And at the time, I was a bodybuilder. So when you're used to working out and feeling the burn and having that huge body, and suddenly you can't lift your arms, it hurts. It's powerful and hurts physically too. And it just took me completely off guard. I had my whole life set up for me, and suddenly I had to take a different direction because I was in so much pain, I couldn't even continue in school. And I ended up spending a lot of time just lying in bed in agony. There were nights where I'd sip my dinner through a straw because my jaw was so swollen and painful, I couldn't open it to eat. So it was a big tale of adversity, the physical pain may not be something people can relate to, but if you've ever been in that situation in life where you've got the plan, you've got your life laid out, or the project laid out, and then out of nowhere, it's gone, something's happened, and you have to scramble to pick up the pieces, then you know what I've been through. And I'm pretty sure you may have had an experience like that.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's life. You know, you're going along in a path, things might be, you know, going well, and then something unexpected happens that takes you down another course. And what I always find when that happens is in the moment, it sucks, right? It's like, no, I wanted things to keep going the way they were going. Now this new thing has happened. You know, and you read the books, and they always say, like, well, you got to look for the blessings that are hidden within that. And I think that's always easier to do in hindsight, looking back. Like, yes. I can look back at any challenge I've ever had, and I can see the good that was in it. But at the time, it's really difficult to see the good that is actually coming from that. And so like for you, this happens out of the blue, like it changes everything for you. So what did you do? What did you do to kind of overcome it?
Well, I started by trying to do what everyone else does. I tried medication, mm-hmm. and don't get me started on childproof caps for arthritic medicine. That's just evil and should never have been invented. And then I tried diet and supplements. I tried yoga. I tried acupuncture, and everything worked for a little while and then stopped. Nothing would stick. And we talk about, like, it sucks in the time you're in it. This time I was in, it was almost 18 years. And it was only after 18 years that I met this guy that changed my view on how reality worked. I went to him because of the illness, and he taught me about reality. And so what happened is it was in India, and I had to fly to India to meet this guy. And of course, because it's India, I'm thinking he's going to do some sort of laying of hands on me, going, Shiraz, we're going to heal you now, don't worry. And he didn't, right? He just talked to me for over 2 weeks. And it was like being with a psychiatrist, except he wasn't trying to solve anything. He was just gathering information about my life. And at the end of the 2 weeks, he says, well, Shiraz, you think you're responsible for everyone in your life. And I said, no, I don't. That's ridiculous. Who would think that? Right? So, he said, I know you don't think it consciously, but from everything you've told me, you've created this belief that you need to be responsible for everyone. And it started when you were 8 years old. I'm like, okay, I know I'm a responsible guy. I know I'm the designated driver all the time, make sure everyone gets home. I don't think I'm responsible for everyone. And he said, oh, yeah, you don't want to be responsible for everyone. That's just too tough. And I said, yeah. And he said, and if you're lying in bed in pain, you don't have to be responsible for anyone, and you don't have to feel guilty about it. So the arthritis is actually the solution to a problem you don't realize you have.
Wow.
So, yeah.
So your body manifested the arthritis because of a belief that you did not want to be responsible for everyone.
So what it came down to was, I thought I had to be. I knew that was too much. But if I wasn't, I'd feel guilt for not taking care of everyone. Mm-hmm. And so in order not to feel the guilt, well, if I'm in pain, I can legitimately say, not, I can't, I'm sorry. And this is the thing that I discovered from what he initially taught me and then what I looked into. Your mind does whatever it can to help you avoid the possibility, not even the certainty, the possibility of feeling guilt, shame, or heartbreak. Mm-hmm. So when he said that, okay, so the only reason I have arthritis is because I feel I have to be responsible for anyone. I said, okay, well, what you're saying is true. All I have to do is say I'm not going to be responsible for anyone, and the arthritis should go away. And he looks at me and goes, yeah. And he goes, if you actually believe it deep down that you don't need to be responsible, then you don't need the arthritis. So I said, okay, I'm not going to be responsible for anyone but me. And when I woke up the next morning, I had no pain, I had no inflammation, I had more mobility, and I could even breathe better. It was just crazy. I'm freaking out at this point, right? Because it's been 18 years. Mm-hmm. Everything has failed. And this guy says, well, just stop believing you need to be responsible for anyone, and it goes away. That moment, it felt ridiculous.
Right? The next day, even.
The next day.
Yeah, wow. Incredible. And you think about how many people are suffering from that right now. Mm-hmm. And not saying that their reason is the same as yours, but, you know, because they probably have their own story that is leading to it. And you just think about all the medications and the remedies and the therapies around it. I mean, it's probably a multi-billion dollar industry taking care of arthritis is. And then here you have a conversation, you change a belief, and the next day you feel relief.
Yeah.
Wow. Amazing.
And here's the thing. Almost every chronic illness is the solution for a problem someone doesn't realize they have. It's not just arthritis. It's every chronic illness. So, and I've worked with clients. I just recently, one of my clients, she wanted to have more business, and we were looking at the business thing, but what kept interfering was migraines. She kept getting these migraines. She said, I've had them since I was a little kid, since I was like 6 years old, and they keep me from showing up the way I want to in business. But it turns out that the migraines started from a story when she was 6 years old, that if she doesn't have the migraines, she'll overwork herself. She just knows she will. She feels she always has to be doing something, or she doesn't feel valuable. And so we eliminated that belief that she's not valuable unless she's doing something. And then the belief that she needed the migraines to keep herself from doing everything. And within 2 days, the migraines were gone.
Right? Wow.
Right? So it applies to everything. And this is it. And we're talking about illness, but it's not just about illness. There are no limitations, right? There are zero limitations except the ones you put on yourself. And so it goes into what you can do physically. It goes into how much money you can make. It goes up to how big a network you have. Everything is just internal restrictions, but it looks physical because we see it in terms of our physical world. Mm-hmm. But when you get that, it's not that when you start shifting internally, everything will change. You'll start to see it you'll start to see evidence of it in you and other people. Right? I had a client that she's multiple six-figure earner. She does an event each year, and it's online. There's usually 3,000 people that show up to it. And she comes to me and she says, okay, something's going on. There's only 1,500 people registered for my event. There's usually 3,000. And I said, well, you still have 2 days. Don't most people register at the last minute? She goes, not for this event. I've been doing this for 8 years. There's always been 3,000 people by the time we're 2 days out. What's going on? And I said, well, I don't know. What's going on? What's different this year? And she said, I'm hosting. And I said, you always host. She goes, no, I always run it. But I actually have an MC. I have a host that does it, but I'm hosting this year. And I said, oh, okay. So what are you afraid of? And she started thinking about it. What if I say the wrong thing? What if I insult a guest? What if I look bad and humiliate myself? All this stuff was coming up in her. And so this is how powerful this is. And some people are going to go, this is crazy, but I've worked at this for so long. This is how powerful we are as human beings. She caused 1,500 people to not register so that she could minimize the amount of people in the audience in case she screwed up.
Wow. Right? Go ahead. Yeah, finish.
Yeah. So when we resolve those internal issues, those feel that potential of shame or guilt, like that's those two big ones again, 2 days later, 8,000 people showed up to that event. They had never had that many people show up.
Amazing. So not only did that overcome, but now a larger event than they had experienced before. That's an amazing story, because it's one of those where, and as someone who's marketed my own events before, you know, you do all the things, you do all the tactics. We got to market this way, or we got to advertise this way, or I need another partner to help me to fill the room and all of that. And we're looking at all the external factors that mm-hmm. are designed to help us to, you know, succeed in the business systems, the tactics, the marketing, all of that. And what you just described is none of that. I mean, it's her affecting the outcome that all of those things were designed to do with her belief, with her energy.
And it's the wonderful test case, because it's something they've done for 8 years, exactly the same every year with exactly the same results. Mm-hmm. So she was the only thing that had changed, right?
Yeah, right. So if you look at everything, she was the only one that changed. And this just makes me think of, like, any time that I've tried to duplicate a result that I had before, and anyone who's ever repeated anything, you know, sometimes you get this result, sometimes you get that result. And so if the only thing that has changed between those two things is you, then what is the reason, you know, is there some underlying reason why you didn't want it to succeed, or why you didn't create that result? And like you said, there's some reason for it. There's some problem that you're trying to solve with that. And so that's huge. That's huge. And it's so unconscious, actually, because who's going around thinking about, oh, I'm getting this result. You know, what problem is this solving that I may not be aware of? It's a good question to ask, but is anybody, well, you're asking that because you're very well in tune. And I think this goes really well with the work that you do, as you call yourself a reality interventionist. And I mean, I think the stories that we've just heard here today are about that reality changing in an instant. The arthritis, you know, your client there who had an event who, you know, once she changed her thinking about that, had the largest event she ever had. And instant, it doesn't have to be this long off wait for manifestation. And so talk a little bit about that and the work that you do. And if anyone listening in who's, you know, dealing with an obstacle or dealing with a limitation, or maybe a result that you're baffled by, it's like, why is this happening? Why is this result happening in my life? You know, one thing that we've talked about here today is, well, Why don't you want that to happen? What, you know, how is that protecting you? How is that keeping you safe? How is that solving a problem for you? So talk a little bit more about that, Shiraz, and the work that you do and what you recommend people do to change their reality when this is happening.
So what I do is I work with people to find out, we dig down and find out what those stories are. And we start pulling out those stories. And as a result, your reality can change. And it's not uncommon for my clients to see results within a few days. Now, the caveat is to maintain those. Because the reason I call myself a reality interventionist is because you're addicted, right? So as much as you're trying to change your current situation and create fewer limits to create more wealth, more success, you are addicted to where you are. So, and this is something I've implemented in my coaching more recently when I discovered what was going on, because I'd get people having results and then I talked to them like a year or two later and they'd lost it. And so then they said, well, what you did didn't actually work that well. It worked for a while, but it didn't work. And I'm like, huh, what's going on? So now when I work with people, we have to keep going to get you through the withdrawal of the addiction until you're free of it. And the withdrawal doesn't feel like you're in withdrawal, like you'd see like, oh my God, I really need to, you know, have another cigarette or whatever. The withdrawal looks like, well, something went wrong and it just stopped working. But you're creating that internally and it's showing up physically and you just don't realize there's a connection there. You just think a client canceled or the technology broke down or there was not that many people showing up for your event and you can't figure out why. If you had gotten to the point where you were having good results and then you lost it, you are now in withdrawal. It's that simple. And so, and this is here's the reason why a lot of programs, if you've been in them and you've gotten results and then you've lost them again, you've got to look at it like this way. Imagine a Jenga tower. And for those people who've never played Jenga, there's like three wooden blocks crosswise on them and then three, and it just builds up into this tower. And the way you play the game is people are trying to pull out blocks from the tower without having the tower topple. Now, if you think of your mindset around something as a Jenga tower, and that Jenga tower is actually a neural cluster in your brain, it is a physical neural cluster. When you're working with people, you're pulling out blocks from the Jenga tower. The thing is, you don't know which blocks you're pulling out. And if you pull out enough blocks, your reality changes. But if the tower is still there and you don't keep working on it, you'll start to put the blocks back in and then you end up back where you started. So you have to work with someone long enough using the right techniques until that tower falls. Now, the cool thing about this analogy is this is what I've seen with some of my clients, not all of them, but sometimes when we're working, we're pulling out a couple of the bottom blocks and the whole tower falls within a single session. And it's done. It's over. With me and the arthritis, boom, it was done. We got to that bottom block, pulled it out. But more often, you've got to keep doing the work. And that means staying in awareness. Why do I want this? And then finding out what the reason is and saying, I'm done with that. And that's really like, just like the decision I made. I'm done with it. I'm stepping out of that story I've created. The flip side of it is building your mental muscles. Because in order to create a new you, to create those new habits, you have to be able to focus on the new reality, the new results you want. And in order to change your neural pathways, you have to be able to focus on those things for 30 seconds or more. And I think you're probably aware that most people have an attention span of less than 7 seconds, right?
Yeah, so, it's more like 3 in a lot of cases.
There you go. So when you start to do mental exercises that teach you how to hold your focus, when you can start to consistently hold your focus for 30 seconds. 30 seconds isn't a lot in the span of our lifetimes, but in the span of focusing, it's way more than most people can handle, which is why so many people don't manifest what they want. And once you can do that consistently with exercises, it's like going to the gym. You go to the gym, you get stronger, but then if you need to carry someone, you can. And this is it. So when you need to focus and get that result, you can. And that's one of the secrets that most people don't do, is they don't build those mental muscles, right? And I've been to places, to courses and the stuff where we've got mindset day. It's going to be a full day. It's going to change your mindset. And my response to that is, yeah, if I said, hey, we've got a gym day, it's going to be a full day and you'll become out of bodybuilder afterwards, would you believe me? it doesn't work like that. You can have shifts and every now and then you can get that Jenga tower to fall because they hit the right one. But more often you've got to do the work. Sorry. No, there's no shortcuts. You have to do the work.
You know, I love that analogy of the gym, because so many people will try something one time. It didn't do anything, or it seemed like it didn't do anything. And mm-hmm. so they never do it again. And, yeah. you know, going to the gym, if you want to get your muscles physically stronger, you need repetition. And the same thing goes for your mind as well. You really need that repetition to increase that level of focus. So I love that. So, you know, Shiraz, one of the, you know, and we could talk all day about this. It's one of my favorite subjects. So one of the things that we want to do is we want to recommend books and programs that can help people. So if this has resonated with any of our audience today, and they might be experiencing a challenge, a limitation, or maybe a result that just seems to be a pattern that just happens again and again and again and again, and no matter what they try, they can't get out of that. We want to provide them with the resources to be able to shift that and to overcome those limitations. So I know you have books and courses and programs that help. Tell a little bit about, you know, what those are, and then we'll make sure that we link to them here in the show notes of this episode.
Sure. So How to Rewrite Reality, it's on the bookshelf, but I've got a copy here. This is my book, and it teaches you how to rewrite reality. So I think it's this title self-explanatory. And it does it in the metaphor of stories. So in the book, we talk about your genre, your backstory, supporting characters, plot twists, and all related to what's going on in your life, so that you can easily make the connection, say, oh, that's what I'm doing. And it has stories in it, so you'll have examples of how people resist changing things and how people embrace it. So you know how to have that show up in your life. And so that's my book. And with my courses, we do exactly what I was just talking about. We remove the blocks while building up the mental muscles. And I found the combination becomes incredibly powerful, because I've been to workshops where they just remove the blocks. And I've been to workshops where they just say, well, if you keep doing it and keep doing it and keep doing it, eventually you'll break through. But I'm like, well, if I can break through something that's already been weakened, that sounds way better to me. Right? So.
Amazing. So if you want to check out Shiraz's book, the link to it is just beneath this video. If you're watching the video, if you're listening to this on a podcast, just check out the show notes. There's a link there to the book and his programs. And I highly recommend that you check this out. Shiraz, it's always a pleasure talking to you. And like I said, I could do this all day. And maybe we do a bigger program together one day in the future, because this is a lot of fun, and I really enjoy our conversations. So thank you for everything that you've shared here with us today. And if you had just one final piece of advice, words of wisdom for our audience before they go and check out your book and their programs, what advice would you give them?
Well, thank you, Chuck, for having me on the show. And yeah, I always love having our chats. They're so fun. But my advice is, don't be afraid to be the happiest person in the room. People tend to limit their happiness based on the people around you. And I'm always going to be the happiest person in the room. And you give permission to everyone else to be happier when you do that.
I think that's great. But be the happiest person in the room. Great words to end this episode by. So Shiraz, thank you so much. And to our audience, thank you as well. Look, you know, if you're experiencing any sort of obstacle or challenge or that recurring story, you know, that reality can be changed if you believe that it can, and limitations can be overcome. In fact, as Shiraz said, there is no limitations other than the ones we place on ourselves. And that is what this is all about. We hope this has inspired you to take action. And in the meantime, keep moving forward and living that life of happiness, joy, and fulfillment that we know is possible for you. And until then, so go check out Shiraz's book and his programs. And until then, tune into our next episode. We'll have another amazing story and another amazing guest for you. Thank you so much, everyone. Thank you for being here.